from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Commuters in New Jersey have been hammered with higher tolls and added costs, just as more companies are forcing workers back into the office. The cost to drive to work will only get higher in the Garden State, as the gas tax will go up. It's the latest blow to New Jersey drivers.
Starting January 1st, New Jersey's gas tax will increase by 2.6 cents per gallon. That means it will likely cost more to fill up your gas tank. The fee will go toward the state's transportation trust fund that is used to pay for road and bridge projects. New Jersey commuters will get hit hard next month. Tolls on the Parkway and Turnpike are going up by 3%. Then New York City's congestion pricing will charge New Jerseyans $9 to enter Manhattan below 60th Street. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5. News.
And as President Joe Biden continues to face sharp criticism from fellow Democrats over the pardon he just granted his son Hunter, you can add New Jersey's top law enforcer to that growing chorus. Attorney General Matt Platkin, a progressive Democrat who has supported many of the Biden administration's policies, issued sharp criticism of the president. Platkin says Biden's actions undermine, quote, the fragile trust in our institutions that hold power to account. Platkin says the pardon also hurts Democratic efforts to root out corruption. You may like a new law in the Garden State in 2025, as most job listings you see will have to include how much you'd be paid, or at least a range of the starting salary.
New Jersey joins a growing list of states that have wage transparency laws. It applies to employers with at least 10 workers.
They could include a range in the job posting and then actually offer an applicant or their chosen candidate for the role a salary that is higher than what is included in the job posting.
Alyssa Frank with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says they were originally opposed to the proposal, but it's gotten to a place where it's not entirely burdensome on businesses. The law takes effect next year on June 1st. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
All right, bundle up again and warm up the car. It's another cold start to the day. Temperatures mainly in the 20s across New Jersey. We're going to see a high around 40 today. That's it. Another late January kind of day. The chill in the air, sunshine, passing clouds, and some flurries are possible, too. Tonight, cold again. Lows in the 20s, mainly clear skies. Increasing clouds tomorrow and turning breezy. Highs lower 40s. Our next storm system drives in a chance of snow and rain showers tomorrow night through about mid-morning on Thursday. New Jersey weather made possible by Jobs for Blue. With over 150 police agencies in their network, Jobs for Blue is the undisputed leader of New Jersey side job scheduling. Ease of use and fast, accurate billing make Jobs for Blue the go-to provider for police and vendors alike. Join the network at jobsforblue.com.
In Somerville, it's 28, Asbury Park 30, Woodbury is 31. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.